Hi, this is Tenyo.
This is Ryushikaze.
This is Force Stealer.
And welcome to the On the Way to a Smile episode Denzel fan commentary from Lifestream.net.
We're going to be providing some funny and informative commentary along with the On the Way to a Smile Case of Denzel episode that came with Advent Children Complete. So, you know, get out your MP3 players and get yourself synced up to the very start of the movie, you know, right as it's fading in, because we're about to start in 3, 2, 1, click.
Clicky click.
Jahani's Heaven.
I know, Jahani's.
You know the... You know what?
Not creepy at all.
Johnny, the kind of important character, or Square wants him to be much more important than he is, or something.
I think they just want to make him the continual butt monkey. He really does fit the I'm everywhere just so I can be sort of a dumbass everywhere character.
Yes.
I didn't really think that Johnny was a dumbass. He was just kind of... I never really got him when I played the original game, but there he...
Well, I mean, nowadays he sort of seems to be, you know, taking the role of just sort of a dumbass for dumbass sake.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he's kind of supposed to be the outside perspective on them, or I don't know. Or at least just Tifa.
Yeah. I don't understand why they made his little bar in the middle of, like, outside, though.
The wastes, yeah.
Like, they didn't say that in the actual story, did it? I don't remember it saying that it was outside.
I don't think so.
Shinra News.
I like how Shinra owns everything. They're like the news. And I like how the news is like the Advent Children logo.
Yeah.
We're totally fair and biased.
Fair and biased.
Yes. They're honest, at least, about their dishonesty.
Yeah.
The most... Unfortunately, it's one of the more in-depth looks at the plate we've seen so far.
Yeah.
That's one thing I always liked about Case of Denzel was the fact that they're from on top of the plate. Because, you know, before this, everything we knew about Midgar was, like, below the plate.
We knew it just a little, but very, very little.
Yeah.
I mean, we actually see, you know, crisscrossing highways, city streets, an idea of the basic infrastructure.
Yeah. Crisis Core just gave you that tiny little glimpse of Sector 8 that you couldn't do anything in.
And this train station in Sector 1.
And that's stuff that you see in the first game anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, his mother ran off so dramatically. You'll never see her again, Denzel.
But he doesn't She's know going that. To I'm die. Not sure why he acts like that.
Because he gets the sensation.
Yes.
But anyway... Yeah, I was kind of like...
Yes,
that,
let's discuss confidential, you know, underhanded things we're doing in the middle of a crowded train station.
Yeah, I
guess what? Sense. We're committing genocide.
It's hiding in plain sight. You're hiding.
But don't tell anybody.
Or something. Arkham.
Yeah, Cthulhu Fatagan.
Ah, Case of Denzel and your silly helmet hair.
Yeah, I'm kind of back and forth with the way things are drawn in this. Sometimes it looks nice, and sometimes it looks really not that great.
I know. Those are all cool looks of the plate, though. I didn't really take notice of that the last time I watched this.
Oops.
You know, that's the exact same shot they were showing
dead now,
earlier.
Denzel.
I'm amazed that they kept the same shot on the entire frickin' time.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they don't have that very many cameras.
Or really, it's a 24-hour news network. They just kill time.
Maybe. Very large explosion has taken place in Sector 7. Oh, no. That's so sad.
I know, and the way he keeps jumping around guardians throughout, like, people just keep leaving him.
Yeah.
That is true. It's like people just keep handing off Denzel.
This is kind of where they ask, where is your house? And just points at it. Sad.
Just points.
That was really sad. He's like, they're down there. Avalanche's fault.
By the way, here's a gun.
Never forget who did this. And most of all, don't live with one of their leaders.
Yeah.
Live with two. And the daughter of another.
Yeah, there you go.
It's interesting that this story is technically the furthest along chronologically in the entire series.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, his conversation with Reeve is supposed to be after... Like,
the framing device is post,
Dirge
of Cerberus.
Dirge of Cerberus, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how that little airship toy was like the High Wind.
Yeah. I guess it was under construction at this point, so...
They'd been under construction for a while.
Shouldn't it have been a model of it in Crisis Core?
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't it have been completed by now, by this point?
It is completed by this point, it's just Sid doesn't have any access to it.
Yeah.
It always sucked. Poor Sid, he, like, designs and builds an airship, and then they kind of screw him over.
They let him name it after himself, and then they say, no, you can't fly it.
Kind of backhanded there.
You should be happy we didn't name it the Shinra ship.
But that's only because we already have Shinra ships 1 through 9, and we don't really want to pay for double digits.
There you go. So when you first read Case of Denzel, did you imagine Ruby looking really different? I kind of imagined her being short and kind of plump for some reason.
I actually sort of imagined her gaunter. Like,
really?
Not tall, but just sort of gaunt, because... I don't know, I just sort of imagined, by the way that Reeve looked, that she'd be sort of very, very thin. Because he always seemed to have sort of hunger, you know, sunken cheeks.
Maybe. I don't know, I just kind of thought that she seemed so nice and homely that she would just have to be, you know, this big woman that you could hug and she'd be squishy or something.
Well, I sort of got the feeling that she was the sort of woman who never did anything for herself, and that's why Reeve got her this house, because otherwise she never would have. And so she'd be the type who'd not eat enough, just so she could, you know, give it to somebody else.
I suppose.
Meteor.
Yeah, this is another thing I really like about Case of Denzel, was the fact that you get a glimpse of all these things that happened in the original game, but it's from a completely... outside point of view.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
kind of fun to
see. It's the common man on the street view.
Yeah, like, it's fun to, like, look at these things and from this perspective, and you're thinking, well, in this part of the game, you know that when Denzel's looking at Meteor then in the game, you know, these other certain things are probably happening at the same time.
At this point, Cloud is probably, you know, floating through the gunk of the life stream, and Tifa's in a coma, and everybody else is evading Shinra's military.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is eerie having, like, a son at nighttime.
It is.
And now we just killed Sephiroth. Oh, maybe not yet.
Not quite yet. Now we've just killed Sephiroth.
Oh, look at the Chocobos.
I know, the first time Chocobos have showed up in the freaking compilation.
Yeah.
It's like, yay! That's fun to think, oh, they're all floating above Midgar watching as the live stream is coming along.
And mean, and you really didn't, I mean, one thing for the compilation, you really never, I mean, at least I never really thought of the damage the live stream might be doing to Midgar.
Yeah, that was interesting, I guess.
In the original FMV, it sort of arcs around, but it seems to go above. In this one, it really, yeah, they sort of treat it more like it's just coming up everywhere, including through Midgar.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of coming up everywhere, but not in Midgar in the original FMV. But
which actually didn't make a whole lot of sense if you think about it, because, you know, Mako was specifically chosen as the perfect tap for the life stream.
That's why Midgar was placed there, I guess.
At the very least, you could expect, you know, 8 uber tendrils coming out of the reactors. That would have actually been really cool.
Yeah.
It would have been. But who knows, maybe something about the way the reactors are set up wouldn't allow for the spirit energy to get through.
Yeah. I just thought it would be, you
Omega
know, hilarious.
Didn't seem to...
The planet just going, you know what, screw you. I'm using what you've been doing to save your ass. Be thankful.
There you go.
I was never quite sure why Meteor even caused all those tornadoes and stuff.
If you have a large enough celestial body entering the atmospheric disturbances are going to be of a global
this
scale.
This part took me by surprise.
Yeah, this is the, like, gruesome depiction of geostigma.
I wasn't expecting that, and I'm like, poor little Denzel, he's, like, freaking out.
I know.
Out.
That would be horrible. And because...
I'm going to have to admit, I kind of laughed when he fell over. He just, like, runs and falls over, even though it's, like, this horrible thing just happened. I was, like, laughing.
Sweet.
Guy I met on the street once. Save me.
Well, yeah, because starting with this and then with Advent Children Complete, that was when they really started making geostigma look terrible.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that, too. Like,
there's the three-wheeled truck.
Beforehand, you never really got the impression that geostigma was not really that horrible, but then they really upped it to make it really, like, something horrible that you really don't want.
Yeah, it really became a disease that you could see causing a horrible panic in Advent Children Complete and Case of Denzel. And it really was just the oozing black ichor that did it.
Yeah.
And that Resident Evil scene in the alleyway.
Okay, now look at this. They put a cross on her grave. They put crosses on graves in this game yet. I don't really quite understand how the religion works.
Well, crosses are not actually originally a Christian symbol, which will surprise a lot of people, but they've been used as grave markers since prehistory, because they were literally a way to designate a grave from just something else. Mm-hmm. The second stick is just sort of a simple shorthand for there is a thing here.
I see.
Incidentally, that's another reason, one of many reasons knightly swords have a cross hilt. Partly so you can, you know, swear upon the cross, but also partly so that if you die in battle, your sword can also be used as your grave marker.
I guess I did not realize that.
Although the Buster Sword does not, and that was also used as a grave.
Yes.
That's true.
Honestly, the marking a warrior's grave with his sword is it really is a very, very old tradition, long predating, again, the use of cross-hilt swords as grave markers. They started using cross-hilts so that both the sword and the cross could be a marker. It was sort of, you know, trying to supplicate the warrior tradition and the Christian tradition.
And this is how Denzel caught his Geo Sigma.
Well, no, it's how they think he caught his geostigma, but it's not actually infectious. He got it, technically speaking, right at the very beginning. He just didn't start showing symptoms until much, much later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked the look at the railway around the center pillar there.
Yeah.
Which you haven't seen since that little FMV in the beginning of the game.
Yeah, that was nice.
That guy has a ton of hair.
He's a rock star, baby.
He's a Yeti.
It's Bigfoot. It's Sasquatch.
Ooh, a hand. You think that arm's attached to something?
I'd rather not know.
What if it just moved?
That goes the same for the bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no way that Midgar's plate is only 50 feet up. Or 50 meters up, rather. That's a lot more than 50.
Yeah, I always wondered, like, it never kind of made sense.
And this Naruto wannabe.
You can tell I'm the leader because I've got the weirdest hair.
I got the blonde spikes. I am the leader.
It's the higher the hair, the closer to God rule in the list of RPG cliches.
There you go.
Is he a mountain chocobo or a river chocobo? What do you think?
Yeah.
His hair's also kind of whitish. He might be evil.
Yeah.
Why do all the trucks in this world have three wheels?
Actually, that's more common than you might think. Like, there are trucks in our world that have three wheels.
Well,
mostly,
yeah, I know there are.
Mostly in England.
It seems like every truck in Final Fantasy VII has, like, three wheels.
Well,
except,
it's all the same truck.
Yeah, right. Except in Advent Children, there's four-wheeled trucks. But
that's
man. Another terrible-looking geostigma.
Yeah.
Ew.
Coming out of his eye.
Don't worry, Johnny, you'll live forever.
Ree's really rocking the mullet in this son.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I love the giant nut.
It's just his hair's just naturally like that. He just wakes up in the morning and it's already styled.
Yeah. It's
Well, that's just because of the hairdresser gnomes. I look at all of the junk that they have around and I just wonder what the hell it's used for. Like that giant bolt right there.
Yeah.
And the nut and I can see the triangle frame. That looks like a gear shaft.
So this is, I mean, they're overlooking Edge, but how are they that much higher up?
I don't know. I really like this scene because it kind of, I guess kind of gives a different perspective because you have Denzel, the kid from the plate, and you got, you know, this Rick's kid who's from below the plate. And I don't know, I think it just kind of adds more to it because I always kind of like the fact that they made Denzel be from the plate instead of just your stereotypical, you know, poor kid that was already living in the slums.
Yeah.
Right. There's another giant bolt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could probably spend hours trying to catalog all the junk you see in these scenes.
I know, in those new scenes in Advent Children Complete, it's ridiculous. I don't know how long that must have taken.
Well, when they hit print on Advent Children, they said, right, so we've got about 20 minutes of new footage. We think we'll have it done in 4 years.
There you go.
Look at that bling on Johnny.
Hell yeah.
Curse spear.
Johnny's hair in this is interesting. I mean, in 7, it was the crazy, blocky, like, Sonic the Hedgehog fork. But...
well, it's kind of the way that they... It's similar to the way that they drew Cloud's hair, too, later on. Which, it looks okay on Johnny, but I'm not a fan of the way Cloud looks in this video.
Well, Cloud has the most helmety hair of all in this.
Yeah.
You can use Cloud as a battering ram. Yes. He is safety rated for it.
Oh, that's good.
I always assumed his hair was how he was popping the balloons in the snowboard game.
Really?
It has to be. It's he doesn't gel it. If he used gel, he might actually get it to go softer.
Aww,
that's
so
sad.
Yeah, that's.
I know.
It's kind of amazing he managed to. Or that picture managed to remain as intact as it was.
And not fade out over the time.
Yeah.
I really like that they adapted this scene into Avan Children Complete.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not him. Oh, how sad.
Connected heart.
Yeah, I kind of like how here we see what Tifa's doing, but in Avan Children we see what, you know, everything... on Denzel's end of the phone.
Yeah.
That's true, actually.
But no, if you pay attention... another giant bolt, or nut. the music playing here is a remix of Tifa's theme.
Mm-hmm. And then we go into the main theme.
Yeah.
The Cloud's massive hair that's just standing up there. It's like he got electrocuted or something. I do not like it. I don't know why they did that.
I like all the renditions of the main theme in here.
Yeah. Well, the main theme is just all really pretty anyways. You can do pretty much anything and it'll sound nice.
Mm-hmm. Aww. So do you think they'll try to bring back a Mountain Chocobo Kid later?
Who knows? Maybe he'll have a role in some future compilation title.
They could. I actually wouldn't mind if we do get a, later compilation entry to have, you know, various vignettes, and one of them is Denzel and crew trying desperately to mount their own resistance to something and recruiting Mountain Chocobo Kid. eventually failing, of course, but putting up a valiant effort and having to be rescued by the real people. Literally, I think having Denzel and crew failing would make an excellent introduction and tutorial for a game.
You know, that might actually be work, because then it's like you're learning how to... learning the controls by controlling these little kids, and then...
I really like that. Honestly, when I was reading the book... I did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming either.
Maybe I'm just simple-minded, but it was a nice touch.
I sort of had an inkling, but I'm just always on the lookout for narrativium from all of my reading of Pratchett, so I'm very much about, you know, Chekhov's gun. If you bring something up, you know, expect it to be, you know, used or satisfied at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he wants to be just like Cloud. How sweet.
Doesn't everyone?
I do. Even with my hair sticking straight up in the sky, like in this video.
I don't want to be like Mother... Chicken... Sassafras... Monkey... Sid.
I mean, we know Johnny wants to be like Cloud, or at least to be where Cloud's been.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly between where Cloud's been. both above and below. Work.
Good chocobos.
So we know that they live, and Aww. That is good. And that is the most important thing you can learn from Case of Denzel Animated Edition. That the chocobos still exist.
Good.
Everything else is important. I'm not denying that. but chocobos still exist.
Yes,
I and that just makes
I
us
can,
all happier.
I can rest easy. I can die happy. The chocobos are alive.
Now they need to do this with the rest of the cases, or at least case of Shinra.
Yeah, I really wish
case
they could
animate
all of them.
Case of Yuffie and Inaki are kind of lame, but the other ones would be cool.
Yeah, I really... There's a lot of stuff about Case of Yuffie, so, like, why are they, like, locking her in the room?
Case of Barret is actually my personal favorite.
Yeah, Case of Barret's
like
pretty
Case
awesome.
I like Case of Barret, too. I think that Barret is such an underrated character. Like, I think that there is potential for, like, you know, a lot more depth there than what they give him and what people want to give him, because they're all like, oh, look, it's a token black guy who's like Mr. T. No, there's so much more to him than that, if you, you know, let him be more than that.
Yeah.
No, he can be a token black guy who's like somebody else in Titan now. He still is sort of the token black guy. I think the number of black people can in the compilation can be counted on one hand, but he is a unique character now, and not really... I mean, he might still be a stereotype, but no more so than everybody else. Because
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
is a stereotype to some extent.
Yeah, that's true.
Credits,
like,
which mean
Chocobo
nothing
kid.
To the vast majority of people.
I know.
Yeah, the, since this is the Japanese version, I'm, like, everything's in Japanese. Does the, like, do other versions have the credits in, like, other languages, or is it all just in Japanese?
It's all just in Japanese. They just... They threw it in, technically speaking, as an extra, partly to justify not having to translate all this.
Yeah.
I mean, they only subbed it. They didn't overdub it, which, you know, was technically... So, you know, in one, I can see why they wouldn't do it, but on the other hand, it's a bit of a disappointment.
Well, I kind of really don't need them to, like, overdub it. I think it's... As long as I can, you know, watch it and know what's going on.
Well, I'm not saying they need to. I'm just sort of... I'm curious to see the English take on it, you know.
For completion's sake, I guess.
Yeah.
Since we've got most of the other things. Oh, there's some Vietnamese names.
Yeah.
But
and more than just... Jakrit, Parinya, and Satima are definitely not Korean. I wonder what those are.
No
Satima
idea.
Is some sort of Arabic name.
But I like your tutorial idea for a game. In fact, most of the ideas I've heard for games, for compilation games on the live stream, have all sounded pretty good. Square needs to hire us.
Yeah, there we go.
I would certainly give them my damnedest as far as writing and concepts go, and honestly, Hell, if I would love to work on Dissidian and make new characters and move sets, because...
Clearly a lot more than they do.
Yeah.
You're not going to spend all your time polishing a rock for a week straight?
They are never going to live that thing down.
I don't know. It's interesting.
I don't think that's a rock you've got there.
I just can't buy into this whole high definition thing that everything has to be flawless in order to be good. And it's just no, you don't have to do.
I would rather betterment than perfection, and existence than betterment.
Yeah.
Even if that involves Cloud's hair looking like Mount Vesuvius.
Yes. I will take Vesuvius do over nothing. Granted, I you know, would rather not crap,
ball.
But, you know, I don't mind Vesuvius do.
Yeah.
And
anyways,
that's
it.
That
it's
is
over.
All. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And remember, everybody, if you'd like to read the On the Way to Smile entries, they're all on the lifestream.net's homepage.
And we've got audiobooks of them coming out sooner or later.
Yes, which are very interesting.
Yes.
So far, just Case of Lifestream is out, correct?
Case of Lifestream and Maiden of the Maiden Who Travels the Planet, yes.
Yep, and I think that Pixel said the Case of Tifa was the next one he's going to put out.
Yes, and he should be nearly done with that, but I haven't heard any word from him recently. So keep an eye out, everybody. We'll get them out sooner or later, hopefully.
All right.
Maybe.
Well, I think that's all. So...
Later, everybody.
Yeah, later. Thank you all for tuning in.
See ya.